SOP 39, featuring Alan Stewart of the Marketers Podcast.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello and welcome back to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thank you very much for tuning in. To contact me, simply send an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. If you'd like to call it in toll-free on the Call 8 toll-free number, it's 888-563-3228. Of course, you can always comment out in the show archive. That's at schoolofpodcasting.net. And if you'd like to learn more about the School of Podcasting and the hours of tutorials and the hundreds of resources, simply go to schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, I feel like I should talk fast because I need to, in a way, apologize. I have a great guest. It's Alan Stewart from the Marketers Podcast. And here's the thing to keep in mind. When you're podcasting, you've got many hats, okay? You're a producer. You're out searching for content. That should be an edit, but it's not. You're looking for content. You are, obviously, you have to have an engineer hat on to plug your microphones in, get it to sound good, things like that. And another part is marketing. Now, especially for those people that are looking to sell their podcast or to monetize their podcast. So what we're going to do is I've broken this interview because the fun thing is both Alan and I like to talk. And when we get together on Skype, Alan is from Australia. And check out his podcast at The Marketers Podcast. That will be out in the show notes, out at schoolpodcasting.net. We like to talk. So editing became an issue. And so I've edited this down to two shows. And rather than make you wait till next week, I'm going to put the second part of the Alan Stewart interview out later this week. And I still wanted to answer some email that I got. So where I usually like to keep this show 20 minutes or less, preferably around 15, in reality, this one's probably going to be close to 30 minutes. So I apologize for that. But if you listen to it, he makes some good points. And the other thing is, if you hear this and we start talking about customers and you're like, yeah, but I'm a podcaster and I'm not looking to monetize, substitute the word listener for customer and it works the same way. Or subscriber for the word customer. And the one of the reasons why I like the Marketers Podcast is it makes me think. And I think if you let this go, concentrate on what he's saying, I think it'll make you think as well. So that is coming up in just a minute. Alan Stewart from the Marketers Podcast. Now, I did get an email from Cornelius Fitchner, I believe is how you pronounce that. He says, hey, I'm a fellow podcaster and I produce the Project Management Podcast. And that is at http://www.pmpodcast.blogspot.com. I'm considering publishing a premium podcast and heard you in earlier shows that you too are offering a for-pay podcast. Well, yeah, I actually have a students-only version that I do, different tutorials. I give a lot of site updates, and we also schedule our roundtable sessions via a podcast. It's the easiest way. There's no spam, of course, remember, with podcasting. Says, would you mind telling me who your service provider for the premium podcast is? Well, it's oddly enough, it's Premium Podcasting, and if you go out to the show notes, I'll have a link to that. And if you're a student, if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, there's actually a tutorial, and I give you an overview of how easy it is to use this service. You have a folder where you upload your audio, and Premium Podcasting creates a specific RSS feed for each of your members. And then if somebody ever unsubscribes from your membership site, you simply go in and delete that user, and they no longer have access to your podcast, your premium podcast in that case. So thank you, Cornelius. Best of luck. Now, the other thing I want to point out here, and I'm not bashing Cornelius here, his website is pmpodcast.blogspot.com. And now this particular podcast is not, part of Podshow, but I do have another podcast that is. So if you go to GoDaddy, here comes the commercial, and put in the code COOLER3, you can get a domain. You can actually get the projectmanagementpodcast.com for $6.95 if you put in the code COOLER3 in the coupon code. So There you go. So that's good. I got to shut up at this point because I want to get to Alan. And it's a cool marketing vibe. And I asked him, hey, you know what? A lot of us in the podcasting realm come from many different backgrounds, but most of us don't have marketing in our background. So can you kind of do a marketing 101? And as I was listening to this, I was brainstorming. In fact, not this show, not the next show, but in the future show, I'm going to be sharing with you ideas that I got from listening to these interviews, different ideas you can do to help make your listeners feel special and to build that bond with your subscribers. So I'm going to shut up. Let's get to Alan Stewart again, themarketerspodcast.com. I'll have links out to the show notes. And here comes Alan. All right. Well, first off, Alan, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you. This is a role reversal. It's quite fun.
And it is. It is. Is it? Now, do you like being on the other side of the microphone?
I just love talking.
That's
I was
true.
injected with a gramophone needle when I was a little boy, and have never stopped since.
I'm going to say this should be about a 4-hour podcast because we both like to talk, so this should be fun. I'm a big fan of the Marketers Podcast, but if somebody's never heard of it, why don't you tell us a little bit about it and a little bit about yourself?
Well, I have no idea what the Marketers Podcast is about. And to the second question, I have no idea about myself. The Marketers Podcast is just that. It's a place where we just started talking about marketing and wanted to attract other people that were interested in marketing. And when I say marketing, I mean real life marketing. I'm not talking about selling hope to the hopeless or the boulevard of broken dreams, as one of my colleagues calls it. Just basically marketing strategies that people have picked up both on and offline that they'd like to share with others. There really is no big hidden secrets that we all have to pay huge exorbitant amounts of money for.
You're talking more, this is real life stuff. I love the fact that the boulevard of broken dreams, because there are so many people that are just the snake oil salesman and things like that. So it's nice to hear somebody that's doing the real life stuff.
Yeah, certainly being open to the real life stuff, because we're actually doing it. We're doing it with real life businesses offline, and it's our work. It's fun, but it's not a hobby. It's something that we actually do to eat.
There you go.
In the real world.
You actually go around and do seminars, and I know there's actually one of your shows on the Marketers Podcast is actually a live recording of you doing a seminar. So you get to travel all over the place and do that.
Yes.
Which in Australia, if you haven't figured out, he's not from New Jersey. and in Australia, it's not quite like it is here in the States, where if I want to go from Akron to Cleveland, it's about a half hour to 45 minutes. In Australia, it's probably a little different.
And we don't always have internet access.
Oh, boy. Well, what I brought you here for is because, you know, a lot of my audience, marketing is something they get thrown into because they're trying to either build a fan base or get their product out or things like that. And they're just, that's not what they've been programmed for. And I thought, you know what, here's somebody that can give us a great kind of, you know, intro to marketing 101, just an overview of kind of some of the skills you need and you know, really what's entailed in terms of reaching your audience. What would that be?
I think the biggest mistake is the syntax that people take. And by syntax, I'm not talking about something that men have to pay after visiting prostitutes or something. Syntax is simply the order and sequence of things. So if I say to you, the dog bit Johnny, that sentence has four components. But if I change the syntax, Johnny bit the dog, it has a whole new meaning, in particular if you're Johnny or the dog. Now, what actually happens is a lot of people, what they'll do in their marketing is they'll put their shoes on and then their socks. And it will still walk, but it's nowhere near as comfortable as if you put your socks on and then your shoes. and that tends to walk or work better in terms of using that metaphor for marketing. So as far as 101, okay, let me go big picture. I think there's basically there's four types of, or four groups of people, if you like, and this is something that I picked up from J. Conrad Levingston of what seems like 100 years ago, the guerrilla marketer. So basically there are suspects, there are prospects, there are customers slash clients, and there, I just realized I have to talk with my hands. There are customers lists or advocates. So tell me, Dave, any guesses on what a suspect is?
A suspect is someone you think might buy your product.
Exactly. So people you suspect are interested in your product or service are suspects. Now, the distinction between a suspect and a prospect is important, both on and offline, and this is relative to the syntax and to where people start to make mistakes. So prospects are people who give you permission to follow up with them. Now, if you cannot follow up with them, they're still a suspect.
Mm.
Okay. Now, by that I mean, by following up with them, it's whether they've submitted their name and email address, or they've subscribed to your RSS, or if they've called your business, you've got their contact number to call them back. So a prospect, people who have given you permission to follow up with them, they've given you the contact details, is a prospect. Now, prospects are more valuable than suspects. Any guesses why?
They've trusted you a little bit at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So they've taken one step forward.
Exactly. So on the internet, that's where you'll see a lot of the opt-in pages, or what Alex Mandozian refers to as a shy yes page. Jonathan Mizell calls them name squeeze pages, where it's basically you're giving some ethical bribe in exchange for their name and contact details. So, for example, it might be get your free report, 7 vital facts you should know about podcasting but don't, or the 7 biggest mistakes you make when doing a podcast, get your free report. So it's some ethical bribe in exchange for them giving you their contact details. So that's a fair exchange. Now we've got them in the loop, we're then able to follow up with them. So customers or clients are obviously people who buy from you, and customers and clients are more valuable than prospects. Why?
Well, because they've now given you money.
Yes.
A good thing. As opposed to trust, they've now given you money.
Because then you can eat, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Evangelists or advocates are people who sell for you. Now, it's just as – here's the point. Here's the distinction. It is just as ridiculous to have a product or service that no one will sell for you as it is to have a product or service that no one will buy from you. Did I make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So evangelists or advocates are more valuable than customers and clients. Why?
Boy, I didn't know I was going to be because they're
because this is how you teach, and I'm getting revenge.
No, because they're spreading the word. It's one thing for you to say my product's great. It sounds so much better when it comes out of somebody else's mouth.
And there's and hopefully there's so much more of them doing it than just one of you.
Right.
So it's leverage. So they potentially make you more money. So having people who are evangelistic about your podcast, who are advocates of your podcast, is really, really important. Now, the two biggest mistakes that people make in their marketing is, one, trying to jump. So in other words, or trying to leapfrog, to go from suspect through to, say, evangelist in one hit. or to go from suspect to customer in one hit. So often on the internet, you'll see this where people will have a little text ad on, say, Google, and they'll send traffic straight to a sales page with no attempt to give them the shy yes, to give them the ethical bribe. So Alex would call this, when he talks about a shy yes, he talks about if you see an attractive, you're sitting in a restaurant and you see an attractive woman walking towards you and you're single, and you've all of a sudden you run over to her and you say, hey, I'd like to get married and have, would you like to get married and have three kids? Well, in Australia, we'd say that your chances are like Buckley's and none. If, however, you say, oh, hi, I notice you're about to have a coffee. I'm new to town. Well, may I sit with you and ask you about the area and buy you a coffee? That's like the shy yes. There's more chance that you're going to get a response from her. So it's like you're going through the dating game with your clients or your listeners or your customers. And that's really what you do yourself by having your free podcast and then your premium podcast, so people are able to sample your expertise, and then from there they eventually decide to become customers, and then hopefully those customers, if you're really, really good to them, will then become evangelists and go around and want to tell everyone else about your show. So trying to jump, if one goes through the progression of taking them from suspect to prospect to customer and then evangelist, and then finally the next biggest mistake they make is spending too much time and marketing dollars on suspects and not enough on evangelists. So trying to convert customers to evangelists. So what people will do is they're all about, okay, we got the lead, and now we've got a customer, and now we forget about them, and we go and get another lead, and we go and get another customer. Or, you know, we've got a listener, and then we forget about it because we're constantly trying to get more listeners. And we're not answering the emails when our listeners have got questions, and we're neglecting them because we're constantly trying to get more suspects. And the problem with suspects is that they're suspect. They cost you a lot of money. In marketing dollars and time, whereas your customers and clients, who you can convert them to evangelist, you're automatically leveraging your time. So that's really where one needs to spend all of their efforts. Now, in particular with podcasting, this is a perfect social medium. You've got your listeners who have opted in just simply by reading their comments or giving them, you've, like, for example, you, with yourself, what you've done is you've got your, what we call in Australia, 1800 numbers. Is that what you call over there as well? Your toll-free numbers where people can call in and they can leave comments. And you're making it basically very easy to have this social media for them to interact with you. And the more that they feel they belong, the more they become family, the more likely they're going to become evangelist advocates of your podcast. And then the whole thing grows. And it's a whole lot cheaper and nicer on yourself because you're building a family instead of trying to con, trick, manipulate, whatever, to get people to listen. Did that make sense?
You did. And so if somebody hears this and they go, okay, great, how do I do that? How do I take a customer and make them an evangelist besides, you know, is there anything besides, like in my case, I have the, you know, I've opened up everything I can to have people give me input. And then the other thing I do, and maybe I'm answering my own question, is I if anybody sends me anything, good, bad, or ugly, I make sure it gets on the air to kind of prime that pump. So that,
that's perfect.
And that's basically, I guess that's, I did answer my own question. Whatever it is take your customer and then value them and add worth to anything they give you.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just as simple as just you know, that recognition and thanking them and, you know, sending them a Christmas card or a birthday card or, you know, all these little things that you can do just to make the extra effort. It's like you're trying to build a family, and it is work, and it requires commitment, and I believe it requires a particular type of personality, meaning that it's someone who sorts by others, who cares about others. I think they'll always be more successful, but the person who's constantly thinking about suspects, quite often what they're doing is they're thinking about, well, what can I get out of this? They're thinking about the bottom line, so that they're thinking about where they sit in the market. It's they're product focused with a market centric bent, instead of being customer focused with a profit share bent. See, profit sharing is about people and about us all succeeding, where we all create and grow together. So we make the pie larger instead of trying to fight over the smaller piece of the pie.
All righty. Thank you very much to Alan Stewart. That is just part one. Again, part two coming up later in the week, where Alan is going to explain how his business has grown due to his podcast, and how this little audio file can open gigantic doors. Now, since we're at about the 21-minute mark, I'm going to say this real quick, just to kind of sum up. This is one of the brainstorms that I came up from listening to Alan talk about different ways of appreciating your customers and finding the right people to focus on. Here's one of the things. When I was growing up, my sister was part of the Beatles fan club, and every year they would send out a 45. Now, anybody under 25 probably doesn't know what that is, but it's a vinyl record. And it was just the Beatles being goofy and wishing Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, things like that. Okay, but you only got that if you were part of the Beatles fan club. You couldn't go to a store and buy that. Okay, so why not take this, along with what Alan was talking about, different ways to show your customers appreciation, build that family, build that bond. And you could have, do you have any old clips of yourself growing up if you're a podcaster? You know, something that you maybe wouldn't play to everybody, but you would to your audience to help build that bond. You could set up a page, right? And you could only do this in the podcast. So let's say it was schoolofpodcasting.com/thank you. And just say, look, it's, if you go to the website, it's not there. You got to go to schoolofpodcasting.com/thank you to download the special file that I've made for you, kind of thing. And it's a way that people would go, wow, the only way I got that is because I listen to his podcast. I feel special now. And not everybody gets to get this. It's just for me. I'm just taking the Beatles concept and throwing it into a podcast and tying it in with what Alan was saying. So, again, we got more from Alan Stewart coming up in this week. I'm going to just do one special later in the week, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Again, check him out at The Marketers Podcast. I'll have links out at the schoolofpodcasting.net in the show archive. Thank you very much for listening. I am Dave Jackson. If you'd like to contact me, we had the email from Cornelius, thank you very much. Check him out at the Project Management Podcast. And I am, because my new day job is all about project management. It's again at pmpodcast.blogspot.com. If you'd like to get your own domain, use the code COOLER3 and get a domain for $6.95 at GoDaddy. And you can contact me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com or call it in 888-563-3228. I will see you again later on this week. And until we meet again, class dismissed.